The Aspen Valley Polo Club wrapped up its summer season recently. Over July and August, world-class professionals played with amateurs in a dozen tournaments. I attended the final games outside Carbondale and learned that the owners want the Roaring Fork Valley to become a destination for polo. 8 horses jostle each other on a perfectly manicured field. They're so strong, you can watch their muscles working from hundreds of feet away.
This is a very physical game for the player, but especially for the horses.
Jerry Simmons and his wife, Edith, stand at the far end of a good-sized crowd. It's mostly older folks. They talk quietly and munch on the free empanadas. There are lots of polo shirts, but the occasional Carbondale Mountain Fair t-shirt does crop up. Jerry is a retired veterinarian and used to play a lot of polo. It's not just a sport for the super rich, he says. When he used to play in El Paso,
there were a lot of people like us who were, you know, making a living, but having to work 5-6 days a week to get there, but we'd always show up on Sunday to play polo.
He and Edith had 9 horses, but they also had 3 kids. Eventually, the sport got a little too pricey.
It came to the point where we had to decide who's going to get fed this month, the kids or the horses. So we decided to go with the kids.
But there's another reason he quit. A horse he loved developed colic, which is an intestinal condition. He had to euthanize her. Afterwards, he told his wife he'd never watch another polo game.
This is the first polo game I've been to since I put my mare down that night 40, 45 years ago.
But decades later, he still misses the game a lot. The horses are what have attracted many in the crowd here today.
What do you like about it?
Just the horse flash. I mean, these are nice horses and really good riders.
I played football and rugby, and it's as fast as a man can run. This is as fast as a horse can run, so it's a little more exciting.
When you're going 35 miles per hour on a horse, going Mach 1, that acceleration is like skydiving.
That last voice belongs to Mike Azzaro. He's one of the best polo players in the world. He's a Hall of Famer. He and other pros spend the summer with the Aspen Valley Polo Club. A lot goes into playing polo at his level. He owns 35 horses, for example, and that's really not that many, he says.
When I was in my prime, I had between 85 and 100.
Some players bring their own trainers and their own horses. The process can be pretty involved.
And they're just like big horse planes? That?
No, actually. Usually it's on the bottom of a plane.
No way.
Yeah.
Like on the bottom of like an American Airlines flight or something?
Sometimes. Sometimes. FedEx has started getting into a lot of equine transport. There's companies that do it exclusively.
That's Darren Tamplin, the club's full-time veterinarian. He's in the barn all the time, he says, making sure the horses stay healthy. The club also has its own farrier. He's the guy who shoes the horses. Melissa Ganzi is checking on one of her stallions. She owns the Aspen Valley Polo Club along with her husband, Mark. It's their second club. They own another in Florida. They want to make the sport more accessible. All the games this summer were open to the public. And during the winter, they organize a snow polo tournament in Aspen. It happens right before Christmas and brings out polo enthusiasts and first-timers alike. They also run a nonprofit polo school here to get young people interested in the sport.
There's opportunities there for people that possibly can't afford it, predominantly children.
The club's other goal, Ganzi says,
to really make this Aspen, Carbondale, Basalt, Alger Belle area a world-class polo destination.
They currently own 17 acres off of Catherine Store Road. There are outdoor and indoor arenas and the field where today's games are being played, which is a little small. Regulation size is 15 acres. So the club recently bought over 100 acres across the road. They're planning 2 full-size fields with grandstands, a clubhouse, and much more. This won't just put the club on the map, says Mike Azzaro.
For me, it'll be the premier polo club for summer polo in the world.
Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.